I'm excited to do this.
Really?
Of course. I love bantering with people that I get along with on podcast form.
Oh, okay. Because
we can just dick around. Because it's like, although I'm the guest on your podcast, there's a level of like familiarity we have. Right. So it's like we can actually just bullshit and like, hey, by the way, welcome to the combo.
To be crazy. Today I have a special guest. He's currently trying to break it into the YouTube space, so you may have never heard of him before. So I'm here to, you know, introduce him. His name is Logan Paul.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for being on my podcast.
What's it called?
Too Tired to be Crazy.
Too Tired to be crazy?
Yeah.
Like you just take naps?
Yeah. Like now when I get mad, I just take a nap.
Wow. So normally you're crazy, but now you're too tired.
I used to be, but
then... You're getting older, huh?
No, I just bought a house. Like, I have a mortgage to pay. Like, I'm just so tired by the end of the night. So
you're like an adult now.
So are you.
No.
You bought a house. You have a house. I'm in it.
Wait, how old are you?
I just turned 30.
Oh, fuck.
I think you forget that I'm older than you.
You look young.
I look so young, I know. Logan. So a few episodes ago, I had this guy on, his name is Nick, and Nick Vial, and we were talking about some things, and I told him in my span of a life, my life, there was only two times where I've kind of been rejected by guys that I've tried to bang them, and then they were like, nah, because I offered to bang them. And funny story, one of those guys I was talking about is actually Logan Paul, and he happens to be, I love how you got mad.
Because I know where you're going, like, and you're going to do this right now?
Yeah,
all right, fine.
And Logan Paul is actually one of the two guys that rejected me in my lifetime when I tried to just bang them. I was like, I don't want to date you, I just want to have sex with you. And he was like, okay, let me tell you, I just want to tell the story really quick, how we know each other. We met at Coachella four or five years ago. And he liked me by his age. Yeah, I think you were 19 or like you just turned 20 or something like that.
I needed some years to impress, to impress girls. I think I was like 23.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you thought I was like, quote unquote, 24. I forget how old I was. 26, maybe.
Yeah.
And you lied to me about your age. So then I thought you were really cute and you were cool. Thanks. And when I got home, I remember I Googled you and I was like, wait, what the fuck? This guy just turned 20 like a few days ago.
Oh,
like, and it was still really weird for me to even go for like younger guys, because back then I didn't. Like now I'm like all about it. I totally do that.
Well, I mean, 30, you kind of have to, let's be honest. If you go for older, like the skin starts to sag, they're chafing. Like
I just turned 30 and like I don't look 30. So I'm sure there's people out there who don't look their age. 30 just sounds really old. I'm not going to lie.
You don't look 30, but like, be honest with me, do you feel 30? No. Literally, I'm talking about the way your skin feels. If I touch you, I might be like, this bitch 30 years old.
I literally have baby skin. I'm Russian. We have the amazing genes.
I heard Russian girls don't age well, but you seem to be defying those odds.
Well, I'm half Russian, half Ukrainian. Does that help?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's got something negates something.
I think it's also like, I've never had Botox, and I think that actually helps, because I think girls now start doing Botox, all these things, when they're younger, because it's quote unquote preventative. And I think it makes them look older. And also I'm very lucky that now with all the plastic surgery that's out there, I look the same age
as
like 20 year olds.
Did you get plastic surgery ever?
No, I just have veneers. I've never had plastic surgery.
Never had plastic surgery? Your boobs are real.
You know my boobs are real.
How would I know? I didn't hook up with you. Continue your story. Go ahead.
You didn't know that?
What a sick transition. Do I do this shit?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So once I found out Logan's age, I was kind of weirded out by the fact that he liked me about his age and he was younger. And I tried to hang out with him once. And when I hung out with him, it was during the Vine stages. And apparently back then with Vine, what these kids would do when they were shooting Vine, they would just be hang out with each other like all night. And I came to his house to try to hang out with him. And there was just like a bunch of people coming in and out of his apartment to film until like 4 a.m. And I was just like waiting all night for
But waiting for what?
For that day. Because that's what was happening in my head. And then finally, like 4 a.m., these guys are still there. And like there was two dudes there. They're twins. I forget their names. And they were like, I was like, how old are you? They're like 16. And
was
I'm like,
the Dolan twins?
Yeah. And I was like,
Oh wow.
That's so long
ago.
It was
back then?
Yeah. So I was I got to get out of here. Like, I'm not hanging out with fucking 16-year-olds. Like, no way. Mm. And I left. And then I remember after that, I was like, okay, V, just be honest with him. And I was like, hey, Logan, like, listen, like, you're just a little too young for me. So I'm not interested in dating you, but I'm down to fuck if you want. Something like that. And then Logan's response, which obviously wouldn't happen today, but Logan was very pure and a good guy a few years ago. And he was still from like a small town, wherever he's from. And he was like, hey, oh my God, wow, that's so offensive. I can't believe anyone would talk to me like that. No, thank you, blah, blah. And then he never spoke to me again. And he got a girlfriend after that. That's how Logan and I know each other.
Oh, wow. You did a great job of telling that story.
Yeah.
Whoa. And a flash from the past.
And what happened last time when I finally came over your house 2 weeks ago? What did you say? Do you remember?
I said something about like, why didn't I fuck you or so?
We should have just fucked.
Oh, is that what I said?
Yeah. That's
maybe,
right.
Maybe something to consider.
That's right. You know?
Maybe we should have. But here's the problem. I'll tell you two things right now. I don't know if I told you. One, I didn't know you came to my house to have sex.
Okay.
I had no idea. I was 20 years old. I didn't know that girls just do that.
My boyfriend and I just broke up. I was like,
I didn't know that. And I have the image of you seared in my brain of you sitting on the couch, like with your hands here and just like waiting to get fucked. And I'm like, but I didn't know that at the time. I was just like, oh, this girl just wants to see what a vine looks like. And two, me saying like how offensive, like I was trolling you. It's not offensive. I don't give a fuck. Like,
I feel like a few years ago you were just so innocent. Maybe you just didn't know how it is in LA.
Oh, I was like, that's what I say to make girls want me more. It's all reverse psychology. Like, how dare you?
Yeah, that really worked on me.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know.
No, I was like, that guy rejected me. All right, bye. Like, that was
Well,
my
not all process. Girls are like that. Like, I will also say you're like an outlier when it comes to chicks. Uh-huh. Like, you run an Instagram account that a lot of girls can relate to. You're like, you might be like a queen bee of some sort. So like, I don't know, maybe a lot of girls don't like function like that. Like, if you deny a girl, I'd say maybe like 60% of them are like, I want what I can't have.
Okay, secretly, I did want you more.
All right, so what the fuck are we talking about? Get the fuck out of here.
No, secretly, I did want you more, but my ego is so big, I couldn't
exactly
admit that.
Exactly, yes.
So instead, what I did was I would stalk you all the time and see what you and your new girlfriend were up to, because I was kind of, my ego was so bruised that you didn't want me. And then I like checked out Jessica, that was your girlfriend at the time. And I was like, oh, she's so beautiful. Like, oh, I get it. Like, she seems so fun. And then I finally like had to like let it go. But yes, my ego was bruised. So secretly, I did want you more. Okay, you got me.
That's crazy. I'm not going to lie. You keep saying your ego was bruised and stuff. Like, I didn't think twice about it. Like, I was like, yo, like, I don't know. I get denied all the time. It's part of life. I send DMs. I get left unseen sometimes.
Oh, damn.
Lazy DMs. They're literally just emojis, like one emoji at a time.
I do that when I DM a guy.
You do?
Send an emoji.
Incredible. Like, if, I don't know. Do you DM them from Daddy Issues?
No, Violet Benson. So you can see my pictures.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But it's pretty easy. I mean, they always respond.
It's just like, oh, see, like, I feel like one girl, I sent an emoji. She sent an emoji, and this happened like six times, and then the conversation just ended. Like, it was it. No substance, nothing. Just emojis.
Well,
maybe it wasn't.
Maybe you should have said something. I don't know.
Probably.
But I don't know the kind of girls you go for. That was...
I don't think there's like a...
Do you have a type?
Yeah, brunettes.
And any? That's it? Just like
olive
their
skin,
hair color?
Brunettes, olive skin. Actually, like a dirty blonde or like... olive skin.
Oh, now you're
highlights.
Saying dirty blonde. Is it because I'm a dirty blonde?
You look like you have pink hair from this angle.
Go on.
Maybe you were once a dirty blonde. I don't know.
Yeah. So usually like brunettes or dirty blonde.
Usually. But I don't, man, I'm big on energy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
LA dude, freaking energy, dude. If I connect with you on like a spiritual level, like, I'm into you, baby.
Spiritual level? Okay, so... last time I saw you, before I came to your house, last time I saw you was our friend, common friend, Hannah Stocking, had a birthday. And
oh,
you showed up.
Yes.
And you showed up and it was like a roasting type of birthday. And I remember when I saw you, I haven't seen you in a while. And then I saw you at that birthday and you just seemed pretty down. And I guess it's because some of us were roasting on you as jokes.
Yeah, that was weird. I was she's like, it's, I love you, Hannah. But also she's like, it's my birthday. Everyone roast me. And then... her, Johnny, and I think maybe someone else went up there and we're making like Japan jokes in front of everyone. By the way, I don't know any of these people. So I'm just sitting there like, I thought it was the roast of Hannah.
You looked a little, and it was a joke because before you came, actually, we were all roasting each other at one point. Mm. So you didn't know, but you looked like sad and defeated. And I remember afterwards, Hannah and I went to the spa and we were kind of talking about you and we're like, damn, like, is Logan okay? Like, he looked really like, and she, Hannah felt bad, first of all. And I was like, no, that's Logan. You know, he gets, he has a sense of humor. And she was like, he looked like pretty down. And I'm like, I wonder if he is okay. So I think I like thought about it afterwards because I didn't know if you were just kind of what the fuck or you were in a weird headspace and you were just down.
It must have been a day. I don't get offended by those. I was definitely confused. I was like, what the fuck? This is weird. Whatever. Like, also, again, Hannah, I love you, but that was the wackest like birthday get together I've ever seen in my life. Like, I've never, like, it was horrible.
It was last minute.
It was, I could tell. It was like terrifying. I walked down there. They walked me through an alleyway that's 200 feet long,
right,
into some back room where there's no music playing, one little disco light bulb spinning around in a circle, like a FedEx commercial playing on the TV. and there's one person on a mic making shitty jokes about Hannah Stocking. I was just like, what? First off, this environment is making me uncomfortable. These jokes aimed at me are making me uncomfortable. I was just like, it's not my element.
I think it's because you come off so happy-go-lucky all the time because you also like, that's just who you are as a person. So I think sometimes people don't even realize if something is off limits or
nothing's off limits. I just like my, like, it's all about managing expectations. Like, literally, like, in life in general, expectations are everything. And like, I expected to go there and like, I don't know, like, have a drink, dance around,
hang out with good friends,
not get roasted by good friends. Like, I don't know.
Is that so? Going back just really quickly over, I don't want to really get into the Japan
thing. We can do whatever you want. Like, it happened and like, you're my
friend. Okay, so the thing with the Japan thing.
I actually don't want to talk about it, if that's cool.
You don't?
I'm joking. Yeah, no, I just said it was cool. And then
it's fine.
Making a farce.
Like that time you rejected me and I didn't get the joke?
Yes. Just like that.
It's funny because when the Japan thing happened, was that one of your lowest lows when all the backlash and the backfire happened?
Yeah, for sure.
And
absolutely. No, the lowest low. Absolutely.
So was it hard for you to deal with people that you thought were your friends that suddenly were going against you and like speaking out against you?
No friends did that. Acquaintances did.
Got it.
Like Christian Del Grosso made a video. The Dolan Twins put out a tweet. Aaron Paul comes to mind. Because like this dude came up to me at two separate events in Hollywood and was like, yo, love your stuff, dude. Just keep up what you're doing, bro. Big fan. And then like Japan thing comes out and he's like, yo, go rot in hell. Like easy fucking tiger. Easy. I might be a dumb 22-year-old now, but like I'm going to grow up into a nice, mature adult human person. And I don't know if that tweet was
done the tweet rationally was extreme.
Or hastily, but I don't know. It was acquaintances. I don't want to say it was no friends betrayed me.
Yeah. I mean, even we weren't even that close. And I hit you up. I texted you to see if you were okay.
Yeah. A lot of people did. I was actually pleasantly surprised with how much positive outreach I got from the people who I hadn't heard from in forever.
Yeah.
Because like, fun fact, I act like a little bit of a douche online, but in real life, I'm just like, I don't know, I'm kind of chill. Like, I'm
nice. You are. Like, that's why you're on my podcast.
Thank you. But and not anyone I've ever met in real life is like, that kid's a douche.
Yeah.
And it's just not the case for most YouTubers. Like, even James Charles right now, like, he was great online, picture perfect, you're doing great, numbers are popping, but you're a dickhead in real life. And eventually that shit comes out.
Oh, he is a dickhead.
Well, that's what's happening. That's why his is so bad, I think. Like, I don't know if you know, he's lost like 3 million subscribers. And, like,
yeah, eight. I saw. The thing with me, I feel like I try really hard to not get involved in any YouTube or social media drama.
Smart.
Because I feel like it will come back to bite you in the ass. And B, I just like, I'm always really worried. I'm always like, oh my God, when is my day going to come? So I feel like I'm scared of that.
I mean, first off, do you suck in real life?
No.
I would say no.
I don't.
Great.
But not everyone knows.
So that's great. But like,
but people love to hate. And I feel like once you hit it, I feel like what's funny is you're such a trendsetter that even when it came to having a a controversy. You were a trendsetter where you started the biggest controversy.
Like the cancel culture?
Yes, you literally started it. So I feel like you were the first one, and it must have been hard to be the first one to go through it. Like now I feel like once you get hit with someone, you're like, oh shit, okay, it's coming.
Here's why. Mine was a, and like I said, my apology video, mine was a lapse in judgment. Doesn't make me a shitty person. I did a shitty thing, but it's not
you
like
you did something literally any other YouTube guy person would have done. That's the truth.
Well, maybe I would be careful. I would just be careful like with, like, because everyone's gonna tell you no, but who knows? Everyone's different.
I know.
Everyone's different. But my thing wasn't like I didn't beat anyone up. I didn't like you can imagine the things I didn't do that like other people are doing.
Yeah.
That are actually getting into real yeah. trouble, sometimes legal trouble. Not a dickhead in real life. So it was like this, I was in the gray area of controversy.
It was poor editing.
Where it was so, the thing I did was so bad, but like, how can you judge someone's entire character and the rest of his life off of one thing? So it gave me this weird spot to have the ability to bounce back.
Yeah.
And I think James Charles does too. He's not like.
But I saw that you tweeted like to Tati. And you
Tati,
were like,
come on my impulsive. I would love that.
So when you see something like that happen to someone else now, and you know what it feels like to be so low, do you feel the need to like reach out to them, or do you still like, would you still call them out if you didn't like them? Like, how would you handle yourself in this situation since you know what it's like?
Of course. It depends what the mistake is. You want to use James as an example because it's the most recent.
Yeah. By the way, the beauty community, they're very messy.
Savage as
it's
fuck.
Crazy.
I've never seen anything like this.
They're scary.
This is crazy.
Yeah, but go on.
If I did not have previous beef with James, I'd have his back. I think you had previous beef with him. I think the punishment does not fit the crime in this case. And I am not a fan of him. He tweeted at me. He harassed me during the Japan thing. After, made it public. I don't like Logan Paul.
Oh,
blah,
wow.
blah. So like, burn that bridge real quick.
But that's
like,
what I'm talking about.
I'm giving advice on podcast socially, which you should take, my friend. But yeah.
But that's literally what I'm talking about. This is what I mean. Like, that's why I feel like I always, my whole thing is just mind my business. When someone is going down in flames, even one time a competitor, this girl who constantly talks shit about me, she was in a controversy thing happening. And I reached out to make sure she's okay. Because I was just worried.
Really?
That's just who I am as a person.
Yeah, you're a good person. No, that's rare. It's rare.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that for an enemy. I'd kind of keep my mouth shut, which is what I'm doing. Besides podcasting, really, and unless you watch these or any of my, like you, I'm not making a YouTube video on James Charles.
Yeah.
There have been no tweets about it. I don't care.
No, but you could have been probably reached out to him more, but because he already burned that bridge when you were going down, he probably enjoyed to watch you fall.
And by the way, it's for no reason. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, I'm like, yo, anyone who knows me, even if you don't know me, like, I think it's pretty clear, like, I'm not a bad fucking guy. So for people who are like the straight up like fuck Logan Paul till I die, y'all hold a special place in my heart, and you will never receive I don't want to say never, because maybe I'm mature, but there will be no sympathy for me when you go down in flames. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa. Okay. No, that's why. And I obviously I feel like if any controversy ever happened to me, people will probably jump on that bandwagon and whatever. But yeah, I like to just mind my own business. And with what happened to you, I just think it was like poor editing. And also it's funny because when I saw your reaction, I was talking about with Brittany Furlan, and we both said, oh shit, that's just like, that's how Logan acts when he feels uncomfortable. Like, he's laughing, but other people don't understand. That's just like, that's his human like reaction. I'm like, oh fuck, that's going to suck for him.
Gets me in trouble in my real life, in like relationships specifically. Well, cause you can imagine like
I'm pregnant. You're like,
I'd be like, no, pregnant. I'd be like, that's tight.
Oh, cool.
But like, if you know, if shit gets serious and I'm like making a joke, you know, that doesn't make girls happy.
No.
They get upset, you know?
That happened with the last guy I was dating. Like, who's 24?
Really?
And he was like, I was mad at him. And he was just like, make jokes. And I was like, fuck this guy. I'm never talking to him again.
Exactly. Like, sometimes I just don't want to deal with it. So I'm like,
that's him.
Joke.
Yeah, that was
sorry.
Him.
Excuse me.
Have you ever battled with depression or anxiety?
Nah, not truly. Nah, nope. Absolutely not.
So even when you went through all that backlash with Japan, and that was one of your lowest, you don't think that was depression?
Here's why I say no. And I feel like a lot of people should really like listen to what I'm about to say. I was sad. I was sad as fuck. It was the lowest point of my life. It was horrible. And I hated everything. Was it depression? True depression, real anxiety? Absolutely not. You know how many kids nowadays are like, oh, I have anxiety. Like I'm depressed. And aren't they just see it on social media because depression is like a mainstream thing now. It's, like yeah. There was a YouTuber, I won't say her name. She made merch out of, it said like my anxiety has anxieties, or and it was like the definition of anxiety. And I hit her up. I'm like, yo, this is wrong. This isn't like a cool thing. It shouldn't be like, if you've seen someone actually have a panic attack, which I have, this is all after Japan, by the way, and like when mental illness became like a forefront of what the thing I was trying to learn. If you've seen someone who is depressed, truly depressed, someone who truly suffers from anxiety, yo, I don't want to hear any fucking kid who's having a bad day say they're depressed. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I like shut the fuck up. Like the world is bred to be so soft right now. And unless you're like, true depression is crippling. It is crippling. And it is incredibly sad and affects people to the highest degree. So if your girlfriend broke up with you and you're in high school and you think you're depressed, like suck it up.
But that person could actually be depressed. Not everyone's as strong as you.
In which case, okay, yeah. Seek help. And yeah. And by the way, like that information is all online. But also, I think everyone is so quick to, I'm sad, I'm depressed. Like, again, I'll say it because I can. And 95% of people are going to agree with me because—
Secretly,
of course. Not like, but, I mean, yo, depression and anxiety are a real thing. Very real. And if you're doing it because you saw Sally say it, who like, by the way, might actually suffer from it. Like, I don't know. I get heated on this because it's affected my life. Not personally, but like I've seen it happen and I'm like, okay, this is what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
This is the severity of this mental illness. Mm-hmm. Mental illness, not a trend that you put on a fucking t-shirt. I don't fuck around with that.
She does have anxiety though.
So why don't you make it trendy? No, that's dope. Yeah. Put on a t-shirt, make money out of it. That's fucking dope, dude.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Does that make sense to you?
Of course, yeah. No, I agree with you. It makes sense. I mean, I did make a sweatshirt.
Mental illness is not a trend.
Is saying hi, I'm emotional, is that... mental?
No, no.
Okay,
no,
cool. Because I did that.
Hi, I'm emotional.
Okay, cool.
That's great.
Okay, cool. I sold
that. Everyone's emotional. I would hope if you're a human person.
Okay, well, I guess.
I'm sorry I get so heated, by the way. I want to take a breath. I'm good.
I see like all of your point of views, by the way. Like I hear you.
I'm right.
Yes. You don't
have to agree with me. No, I'm right. Like.
No, you're just like.
Contest
you're
me. Go.
No, when you were at your lowest, like taking, wanting to sleep more, ignoring your friends, being sad, those are some signs of depression. It's maybe not suicidal depression, but that is some form of depression. Just FYI.
I will accept that and agree with you. So there's levels to depression?
Yes.
Can you elaborate? Like what is it? Mild depression? Severe depression?
Mild
chronic
depression? Yes, literally.
So maybe we should start labeling depression if we're going to get specific with it.
I think we're using it very loosely these days. Like, oh, I'm depressed. Like, oh, my job sucks. I'm depressed. But there's like, I've been diagnosed with anxiety and depression. But I mean, I'm also the type of person, like my personality is very similar to yours where I'm constantly like, okay, I don't like where I am. Like how do I make this better? So that's constantly how my head works. So even if I figure out like, oh shit, I'm really fucking sad right now, or I've been sad the past 2 months, mm-hmm. It just hit me, I may be sinking to depression. Like, okay, what do I do to fix it? Like that's how my brain works. But not everyone's like that. Some people, like Brittany Furlan, speaks very openly about being depressed. Mm-hmm. And there's been times where she literally can't get out of bed. Like that's depression. I've been there too. And we both deal with it very differently, Brittany and
I. What is mild depression look like to you?
I mean, I feel like I need to Google it because I don't want to diagnose it without...
I'm just like, I would really just...
And
push people to, if you're going to say and run with the I'm depressed, like really educate yourself. And because you can be diagnosed.
Yeah. But a lot of people
like what is the difference between mild depression and just like being sad?
I think it's the differences with the thoughts that you're having and just being like, when you're depressed, you're just so tired all the time and you just want to keep sleeping.
Yeah. I know that feeling.
that is like a mild depression where you just want to stay in bed because like, and you just want to close your eyes and like, it's just so much. And you, when you wake up, you're like, fuck, I'm awake again.
But like, true or false, are you going to be okay? I don't know the
answer. That's mild. No. So that mild depression is like, you can, I feel like maybe, but like a severe depression is where it's been going on for a while and you're genuinely, you're starting to have suicidal thoughts.
Yeah. Yes.
And, but there's been people out there that have gone through that. I mean, I don't know. And then the anxiety part, a lot of people these days do have anxiety, but I think it's social anxiety. Hmm. A lot of people experience that. And the girl you're talking about, I think she does have social anxiety, but I get what you're, I hear what you're saying about.
I know she does.
Anyway, so I have another question. After the whole Japan thing happened, you were feeling really down. Did you, at any point, did you, hate yourself or do you hate yourself?
Was this meant to be a joke question and it got weaved into a serious conversation?
No, this was one of my
serious
questions.
It would have been
funny
if you just asked me, do I hate myself? Absolutely. Yeah, I fucking suck.
Do you genuinely think that about yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Because I'm a dickhead.
On the internet?
I'm just kidding, dude.
Okay.
No, I've never hated myself.
So
maybe like for a second, I was like, yo, I hate myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because of some dumb shit I did. But no, I don't hate myself.
I feel like what happened with you is all these YouTubers, they were just like constantly trying to out, like, what is it? Not outnumber, like outbeat each person with something more cool. And I do feel like sometimes when you see someone so on the up and finally something they fuck up, everyone's like, a lot of people that like, you know, want to succeed too and they're jealous that you're succeeding, they're like, fuck yeah, finally. Like, let's bring this motherfucker down. And I think that's kind of what happened with a lot of the backlash with you. Although obviously what happened was wrong. That's what everyone said.
Yeah, I'd say you're on the right path.
Yeah. But that's good. Like, that's one thing I love about you and I loved about you ever since like the day we met is that your work ethic is insane.
Some paralleled.
No, but it's really like mind blowing because so many people would not have survived, especially it was the first controversy. It was the first you started the cancel nation. So like a lot of people maybe wouldn't have survived, but your mentality and the way you are, it's kind of like, fuck this, like, well, like I'll do better. And
well, I also got lucky on two fronts. One is that like I blessed and cursed that all I know and love is making content. Like I yeah. can't stop even if I tried. There is no other, like I will be doing this shit forever. And two, I said it before, it was a lapse in judgment. And that's it. That was the extent of the, like I'm still cool in real life and I'm still like a nice guy. And my heart's very big and very nice and warm. So it's not like I have to come on and put a front on about who I am. You know what I'm saying? I can trust in myself that I'm a good person and I do love myself.
That's good.
So one day I hope I can sway your opinion so that you can love me.
Aww.
If you didn't in the first place.
That's so sweet. Okay, I love that. When you masturbate, you just stare at yourself in the mirror. You're like, I love myself so much.
No, stop.
That's sweet. Yeah, because I mean, it's annoying because when people do a cancel party or whatever on someone, it's like no one's allowed to like that person, be around them. I mean, literally, I would get heat to even just look your way. I feel like I would get.
Yo, you're gonna get shit comments on this. If you were to post anything, like I'm sure, and especially your audience, dude, chicks in particular, sometimes some of them rip me apart.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised.
I mean,
really?
Why? You think a dude's like.
I thought it's dudes that would hate on you.
Yeah.
It's a girls that hate on you?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, like.
Huh.
Girls like hold that shit near and dear to their heart and they don't forget anything.
Well, I think it's just like the way you come off on the internet can come off very douchey. But because I know who you are as a person and I'm also pretty intuitive, so I don't even have to get close to someone to kind of know who they are as a person. You come from a good family and you're like a nice person. So I kind of always knew that whenever you made these mistakes, I'm like, I don't think people just don't know the real him. That's also why I asked you on my podcast, because I knew I would get some backlash. But recently I moved to a new house and I was feeling kind of lonely in my house and I haven't seen you in forever. And you're pretty much one of the people that lives the closest to me right now. And you were so nice to invite me to your house. And I'm the kind of person, like, I appreciate the smallest things without talking about it though. And it was like so kind and so nice. And then I came over to your house. We didn't even really fully hang out. Like I was just
running around doing shit.
Well, I was kind of just keeping to myself because I was just watching everything.
You're much quieter than I remember you being. Or is it just here in my house?
It's just because I still don't know. You
observe everything.
Yeah. And to be honest, I just don't feel like I have to put on a show. I'm very loud.
I was high as fuck last time. I could be wrong. Were you stoned or something?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
I was really focused. I was on Adderall, but I think I was just shy. And I was, I was feeling kind of lonely in my house and I was just kind of feeling really alone. And then you invited me over. So I think I was just feeling kind of shy in the moment. And I just wanted to watch, but it was nice to be around people. And I thought it was so nice that you just like invited me in.
Yeah, you're my friend. I like you, Violet. Feels good.
Anyway. Oh yeah. I wrote here, I'm still mad you didn't take me home. So the other night we went out, not together, but we saw each other at some party and I got really wasted. And I asked Logan to take me home and Logan left without taking me home. And I was really offended by that. And as usual, Logan has no emotion. So he was like, you were mad about that? It's like, yeah, man, I was so drunk.
Okay. What did you say you asked me?
Can you take me home?
Yeah, I'm going to read you exactly what she said. By the way, it wasn't in person. This is the first text. 11:40 p.m. I'm going to read this exactly how she spelled it. Can you fod me home? Eggnog, you go. Say it one more time. Can you fod me home? Eggnog, you go. I, accordingly, said, wow, you're hammered. She said, rye. W-R-Y. She said, rye. I said, yeah, you're fucked. She said, ha ha, so I said, can you give me a ride home?
Said it.
You got it. I just ran into Dan Hilario, Bulgarian, and he said he's having an after party. Dan Blazarian said, incredible.
No, don't read the rest. Okay, go. Oh my God. You know what? Stop. Okay, fine. You left.
I didn't take anything you said seriously. Once you throw eggnog in sentences, it's over. No one's going to take you seriously.
Okay, in my head, I thought I said, can you take me home? But I guess I said,
who gets that drunk? Autocorrect it exists for a reason. Who gets that drunk? You just type in eggnog. Can you fod me home eggnog?
Fuck home, go. Anyway, so you didn't take me home.
What were you trying to?
You already asked me if I was trying to fucking know. I literally was just trying to go home.
Then why are you so mad?
Because a friend would be like, are you okay? Do you need me to take you home?
Well, I knew you weren't okay. I didn't even just
so that's
ancillary
terrible.
Question. I don't fucking know. You didn't come with me. And also, like, you know, fuck it.
What? Oh, you were, okay, I get it. You were, like, taking some girl home to fuck, and then you don't want to take
I
me home.
Wasn't.
Because okay. And you still couldn't take me out?
Jake and I kind of just walked out at the same time and the squad kind of followed and that was it. It was it. There was no turning back.
I did say if I was thinking of fucking you before, after that, I was definitely never fucking you again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
You're like, all right, I'll just DM somebody a smiley face and just see what happens.
It doesn't work.
I'm the kind of person when I send drunk texts, I get so embarrassed that the next day, like, I didn't actually open our text to look at the conversation until right now.
You didn't?
Because I get too embarrassed to, like, of what I would, what
yeah,
I would send.
Yeah, obviously. But you did send the classic, I was so drunk. Let's see what you said. It was, bro, I was so drunk last night. Haha, I was texting everyone, not making sense. I just love alcohol. Hope you have fun. Kiss face. Who are you?
I'm such a loser.
Who are you, dude? Kiss face dancing man.
I don't know. I was so embarrassed by the fact because I know how I am when I drunk text and I get like, I'm too embarrassed to even read my text. So then I was just trying to like act like everything's fine, but I was really just embarrassed.
I'll never forget you saying eggnog to me ever.
Eggnog, fod, go home, go.
Go home, go why?
Okay. So I forgive you for not taking me home.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Okay. Finally, we're getting to the good stuff.
Okay, great.
Okay. Past Japan. Logan's my friend. That's why he's on my podcast. I forgive you for everything you do.
Thanks, Violet.
Even electrocuting a rat.
It was dead already. Hey, that was... that. I'm not going to say anything. It's
we're saying you're going to go gay for a month.
Verbiage slip up and... yeah.
But honestly, you guys, whoever's listening, I'll be honest with you. I'm very careful who I'm friends with. And if I think Logan is a nice, chill person, that means he literally is.
Yo, can you imagine? Can you, like, is it literally just a slip up of words? If I said I was going to hook up with dudes for a month, Like, none of that would have happened. It was because
so true.
It's because I said, go gay. Like,
yeah.
And here I am. I'm like, yo, I'm pro LGBTQ. Have been since I knew what that was in high school. Y'all are barking up the wrong tree. You got the wrong guy.
Well, I think people are just waiting.
Of course.
Question.
That throne, baby. Fuck, I'm going to be here. Go ahead.
Good for you. Question. Have you sucked dick since? Oh my God. You're blushing. Is that a yes? What, Logan, for people who have never sucked dick, what is a dick for the first time feel in your mouth?
How long have you been sitting on this joke? Did you have to write it down?
No, I didn't write it down, but I was thinking about it for a little bit.
I'll have you know I haven't sucked one dick, okay? I did grab a dick once, and it was the moment I realized I wasn't gay.
Oh, okay. Did you give it a little hand job?
No.
When you grabbed it, was it with your mouth?
Nope.
Butthole?
No. You're funny. I like you. That was George. It was George Janko. George got a fucking hammer, dude. George got like an 8.5-inch wiener, dude.
You were just being a good friend.
I swear to God. And here's how I know. Because he always talks about it. But then one day, we go far with our jokes.
George Janko has a big dick.
It's huge.
People ask Logan, me, unless it's been in your mouth and you actually know the size of it, I don't believe you. No way.
Why we always gotta go back to the mouth? Listen. We commit with our jokes. Like I can't even begin to iterate how far we take our jokes. Uh-huh. Just way too far. The commitment's unparalleled. And one joke I was like, I don't know. I ended up grabbing his dick. Like I didn't pull the trigger on like not doing that. Right.
Over his
like
pants
over his pants. Over his pants. No, what? Over his pants.
So PG.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. Like I went over his pants and just, I was holding
the ball.
This bed. No, I was just like, it just felt like the wiener in my
is
hand.
He circumcised?
Yeah, I think so. I've never seen it, but I was holding. I was like, huh? can't say I'm enjoying this.
Were you? Did you touch your own penis when you were touching his?
Nope. No, Violet. I cannot iterate how much there was no sexual energy taking place in this joke.
Maybe because you're not attracted to him. You guys are like too much of good friends. It's weird.
Nah, I don't think. And also, like,
have you ever had a finger up your butthole?
No, I'm a little afraid.
Really?
Yeah, some girls have like tried, and I'm just like, get the fuck out.
You know, it's like really trending right now.
No, I know it's trending, but I've talked about this before. I was 13. I have a metal plate in my head. I hit my head on a trampoline. I was rushed to the emergency room. I was life flighted, helicopter, all that shit.
Wow.
And I was on the bed, just sitting there. And this doctor all of a sudden puts his finger up my butt. And meanwhile, I'm like unconscious and I jump across the bed. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, what the fuck? And mom's like, no, it's okay. Like he shoved his finger up my butt to check something.
Right.
And ever since then, it's just like I have PTSD. Like
you close your eyes and you see that doctor. So this can be like the hottest girl with the nicest tits, but when she puts that finger up your butt, it's like you close your eyes.
Yeah,
doctor.
I'm not going back.
What about licking your butthole? Has anyone done that to you? Okay, for the record, Logan is nodding yes. So it's like you're getting there. You're getting warmed up.
Why are you so into butt stuff, Violet?
Honestly, I haven't had sex since December.
What?
And I've talked about it.
Wait, what?
I haven't had
Why?
Sex. It just hasn't happened.
You need to get piped.
Yeah. My friend was making a joke the other day, like, damn, how often do you masturbate? And I'm like, honestly, I haven't even really been doing that.
Oh my God, you really are 30. Oh my God. Someone get a dick her down. Please, quickly. You need dick. Wow.
Yeah, I haven't even like kissed anyone since December. It's crazy. I just stopped.
That's nuts.
I got so busy with escrow for my house and like work.
Maybe you should be busy being an escort and things would change.
Good, kind of okay joke. Yeah, I mean,
the word sounded similar.
I mean, I don't know. And then like even all the porn I've been watching, I feel like I used to really be into it, and I watch this porn and I'm like, oh fuck, this is so boring.
No way.
Like I can't even enjoy orgasm anymore.
No way.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh my God.
Me.
So you don't even, you probably would have no idea what to do even. Like you probably don't even do sexy things anymore. Are you a dead fish? Are you a dead fish?
Me? Yeah. In bed?
Yeah.
No, I'm like such a great fuck.
Really?
I think so.
I could ask a friend of mine. He knows.
That's a lie.
Nope.
That's not true.
Nope, it is.
No, it's not.
That is.
That's a lie.
That's
we never had sex.
I don't believe you.
We never had sex. That's a lie.
What motivation would he have to lie?
Why would he even talk about that? Why would he even say that?
Huh?
That's a lie. That guy's lying.
Who am I talking about? You know?
You think I don't know who you're talking about? I didn't have sex with him. I gave him head, but we didn't have sex.
Maybe that's what he said.
Ew, I don't even want to think about that guy.
Wait, why? Was it dope? Was it dope?
I don't want to talk about him.
Him or do you like giving head? Look, you can't ask me sexual questions and me not.
Do I like giving head?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Good
especially,
to know.
I feel like it's... I love you. Especially like for me, and I think girls sometimes get embarrassed about like masturbating or giving head or whatever. But for me, especially usually I'm dating the guy, whoever I'm hooking up with. Dating, I use it loosely, but it's like I'm seeing them. I'm talking to them. I'm seeing them.
Then why did you like make up in your mind you were going to fuck 19-year-old Logan?
I just want to experiment. I just want to check it out what it's like. I've only slept with like 7 or 8 guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You could have been one of my numbers.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's good for you. Whoa, that's awesome. Yeah.
But when it comes to sucking dick, I'm all about it, especially because I feel like...
How many dicks have you sucked?
The same. Actually, maybe a few more than the guys.
Really?
But like... whenever I'm dating someone, I feel like it's so sexy to like give a guy head and you just get to watch him like get so like turned on, excited. And I feel like some girls find it degrading in a way where I'm like, I'm not getting on my knees. I'm not doing that. It's like flip. It's in your head, babe. Like flip it around. Like in your head, like you are literally, something is in your mouth. The most, you can bite it any second. Like the power is in your hands, in my opinion. And like, you get to turn this guy on just by like looking at him in the eyes when you're doing it or like licking it or whatever. And I feel like that's just so fucking sexy.
I've had a lot of girls say that, they have all the power. And like, when I'm not getting head, I'm like, you don't have shit power. But then when I am, I'm literally like, yo, I am fucking weak right now. I am a plastic doll. Like, yeah, you're absolutely right.
It's so sexy. I love it. Okay. This is a question I feel like everyone wants to know.
Oh, no.
Whose dick is bigger, your or your brother, Jake?
Oh, that is a... I know the answer.
Who?
I think I know the answer. Mine is longer. Jake's is girthier.
Oh, Jake has a nicer dick.
That's not what I said. Okay.
No, I heard you have a nice penis from all the other girls who've slept with you.
I'm not gonna lie. Cheap Wahoo's dope.
Jake has a nice thick penis.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm like an inch or two taller than him. So like,
height has nothing to do with dick size, by the way.
Well, I mean, for brothers, maybe.
How old is Jake?
22. That's too young. What's too young? This is 26 trying to fuck a 19-year-old in his apartment making vines.
Okay, I don't know. First of all, no. I'm like, you're 24, I'm 30, so I'm 6 years older than you. 22 is like 8 years. Like, it's creepy.
Oh, I see.
All right, anyway. Oh, most embarrassing sex story. Go.
I have one.
Yes, Logan, tell me your
this
most embarrassing sex story.
This is the one question I did want to prepare for. Because like, you can imagine, I have a lot.
I'm sure.
I have a lot. And I'll tell one that's like kind of relatable. It's not embarrassing. But it is sort of embarrassing, actually.
Okay, go.
Do you like to be, like, hit when you're fucking?
Do I like to get hit when I'm fucking?
Yeah. Like, spank me daddy type shit?
Yeah.
Choke me daddy type shit?
Yeah.
Like, how hard?
One time, one of my ex-boyfriends that I was with for, like, the longest time, he choke me, and he was from the back, and he accidentally choked me too hard, and I couldn't turn my head around to tell him it was too hard that I passed out because I couldn't breathe.
You're a psychopath.
And I remember I woke up, and I was like, and everything was, like, in stars.
That could have been manslaughter. You're an asshole.
Wait, no, it was him. He choked me too hard and I couldn't like turn around to tell him because it was from the back. And then I saw stars, and for a second, I was like, wait, hold on, stop. And I'm like, wait one second. And then I could see clearly again. I was like, okay, keep going. That was too rough.
Yeah. You don't say. God. Whoa.
Okay.
Okay. I had a girl once. She's like, I want you to spank my ass. No problem. It's a weird conversation to have. Ugh.
Go on.
I'm 28-year-old me is going to hate myself for having these conversations.
Fine. I'm 30. Go on.
All right. Want you to spank my ass. I'm like, okay, sick, no problem. Been there, done that. Do it on the reg. Like, okay. You know, to a reasonable degree. And mind you, I'm a boxer, right? So like, I hit pretty fucking hard. So like, gave her a good little, you know?
Yeah.
Good little.
Uh-huh.
Pretty solid. She's like, harder. I'm like, ah, oh, you fucking like it like that? We can do that shit. This girl's kinky. Bam! Hit her a little harder. She's like, smack me harder. I'm like, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Tight. Bam! Smack it. This time I'm like, okay, that one, like I was actually trying on that one.
Yeah.
She goes, don't be a fucking pussy. I'm like, what? I start like doing jumping jacks and push-ups. I'm like, you want me to really hit you, huh? You want me to go for it? And she's like, don't be a fucking pussy and smack my ass. I'm like, yeah, I could do that. So, yo, I wind up, I'm at 80%. Legit, I'm like, now you testing my manhood type shit. So, bam, smack the shit. There's a handprint. She's like, harder.
What the fuck?
I'm like, what? Lady, if I go any harder, you're not going to have an ass by the end of this shit. So I'm like, what the fuck? So at this point now, I'm like, now it's personal, right? Like, I'm offended. Like, yeah. A big, strong boxer like me can't hurt this girl's ass. So I'm beating the shit. I'm smacking. She's like, harder. Yeah, daddy. But I'm like, what the fuck is happening? We're not even fucking anymore. Like, I'm not even turned on. I'm not even
thanking her.
I'm just like, and like 100% personal. I'm like, wow. Like, I got in a fight with some girl's ass.
Did she like orgasm from it? What happened?
I don't fucking know. I don't remember.
Did you guys have sex after?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But first we address it. I go that. So like, I'm into all that, but also like, what?
You're like, listen, I will fuck you tonight, but I will probably never see you again. Well, that's weird.
That's abuse. I am like, you made me abuse you. I'm not, you got to sign something.
But I will have sex with you first. But then that's abuse. So then get out of my sight.
No, I don't even. No, I told her. I was like, it feels like I'm abusing you. And I understand that you're telling me that, but like, it turns me off that I feel like I'm abusing you.
So that's your most quote unquote embarrassing story?
It's just embarrassing. I have a more embarrassing one.
Come on, go.
This one's
anal?
No.
Have you ever had anal?
Yeah. This one's
never embarrassing on that?
Huh? Yeah, but you can imagine exactly what happened. Like, and also, it's not my fault. How is it embarrassing for me?
Oh, you're right. It's embarrassing for the girl. Okay, go on.
Yeah, I shouldn't say this one.
Oh my God, say it, say it. Come on.
I wish I had a filter.
Say it. I have an embarrassing
one. I have this thing where I like, when I know I shouldn't do things, I just do them. And that's why I get in trouble.
Do it.
I'm gonna keep it as PG as I can.
Okay.
This girl's a YouTuber.
Go.
This is a while ago. 2+ years.
Okay.
We were hooking up and again, I'm gonna keep it nice, short, sweet, and PG as possible. And I was fingering her.
Okay.
With my thumb though.
Sick.
She was on top.
Okay.
She's on top of me, and just the angle, I was like, thumbs up.
Okay.
Thumbs up. It was just easier at the moment. And she was like really getting turned on for some reason. I was like, that's weird. It's just my thumb.
Uh-huh.
That's odd. And she's like grinding on my thumb. And again, I'm still like, well, this is my thumb. Okay.
It was in her butthole?
No, it was in her vagina.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden I feel this like liquid like coming out. And I had seen like in porn videos, I was like 19, 20. I've seen in porn videos like girls squirt and stuff. I was like, is this girl squirting because of my thumb? That's the craziest thing ever. I was like, this is unbelievable. But then it kept going. It didn't really feel like a squirt. It felt more like a leak, right? Like a constant, a continuous.
Well, squirting is some pee.
Okay. Well, listen, it was warm. It was very warm.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what's happening right now? And then I felt bad for her because I'm not really sure what just happened. We didn't address it. And then we like did our thing and she was in the bathroom. I was like, it all started to click. I don't think she squirted on me. I'm pretty sure this girl just peed on me. I'm positive this girl just peed on me.
Okay.
So I asked her, I was like, I gotta know. Did you just pee on me? Is that like something you do? She's like, she threw a pillow at me. She's like, I didn't fucking pee on you.
So she squirted.
No, she peed.
No, squirting is some pee. Squirting is some pee.
Some pee.
Yeah.
But like a warm little drizzle of like.
People, urine? There's been research I've read about squirting because I like Googled how to become a squirter. So I was like fascinated by this stuff. And research. Well, I think everyone could square, but research showed that people that walked in with a full bladder into the testing area,
yeah,
and they squirted. When they walked out, they checked their bladder, and their bladder was empty.
Also extremely drunk, and so was I. Which I think like.
But usually when you squirt, I thought like you're supposed to like push the girl off or something because she has to like squirt, so it just goes everywhere. Versus just like calmly.
Exactly.
She could have peed on you.
She did. I know it.
That's funny.
And every time I look her in the eyes now, I'm like, I know what you did. I remember.
Well, I'm sure she's over it. It's like, whatever.
You don't just forget that.
Peeing on someone?
With a thumb.
That is crazy. Maybe she was just like trying to turn you on by acting overly turned on by your thumbs. Maybe you have really thick hands. Maybe her last boyfriend had like a carrot dick. So it was like just a step up to your thumb.
Average.
Your hands are average.
Yeah. Like nothing about my hands is like they're Ohio hands. Like I chop wood with these fuckers, you know?
Yeah.
Do pull-ups with these fuckers.
Okay. I mean, I
slap Russians with these fuckers.
Oh, right. You're going to a Russian competition.
Yeah, the Russian slap boxing competition, by the way.
Good luck with that, man.
Yeah, thank you. You know what? Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't even know if I want to say that embarrassing story because I feel like I have so many, but yours were so PG. But I guess a PG one for me that's embarrassing in a way would be I was dating some guy and I wanted to really turn him on. So, and I like... I'm a pretty sexual person, especially when I'm dating someone. I'm very sexual. So I was like, do you want to watch me masturbate? And he's like, okay. And instead of like, I didn't have a vibrator or whatever because I was visiting him in a state. So I was like, okay, watch me masturbate. I'm like, and in my head, it seemed like it was going to be so sexy and cool. And then, but it was like, all I could think of, the only way I could masturbate, it was like, you know, this is the way when girls first find out I'm masturbating, they find out through the shower. So I feel like that's as PG as it comes. So do you know what I'm talking about? Like the head.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, of course.
So like in my head, it thought that it was going to be sexy, but I didn't realize what the image of it would be. So it was literally me like going into the bathtub, like naked, like laying down and like spreading my legs. I'm just so embarrassed by the image. Just spreading my legs open and turning on the water faucet to go down my legs. And it's literally the least sexy thing ever. And he's just sitting watching the water stream just go down on my vagina. Like nothing's happening. I can't get turned on because I can't tell if he's like getting turned on. It's just like... 10 minutes of us sitting there with the water stream just going down my vagina, and then I'm just kind of crouched up. Like, and then at one point he was like, hey, I think I'm gonna go eat, so like just finish up. Just like whenever you're done, let me know, I'm gonna go grab a bite. And I was like, oh, no. Oh my god.
It sounds like a horror story.
It was just like...
It was horrible.
Because in my head, I thought it'd be so sexy to watch me master it, not thinking. And it's just like, my legs are just spread wide open. And I'm just waiting for this water stream to
end. And the dude was turned off?
He was like, hey, I'm going to go grab a bite. Let me know when you finish this. So like, I feel like...
Who do you think was more turned off? Me now listening to this story or him?
Honestly, still him.
I don't know, dude. I detest you right now. I'm just kidding.
No, but it was just like even embarrassing because even like there's no way you can look hot because not only are your legs spread up, like, yeah, you can still look hot, but it's not like I'm just laying down on the bath. Like I'm just like crouching and I'm trying to move my, it was just fucking stupid. In my head, I thought it was going to be sexy.
Don't take this wrong, but I never want to have sex with you. You know what I'm saying?
Logan, don't take this the wrong way, but I can change your mind in 5 seconds. Okay. Anyway. Confidence is key. Okay, so fuck, I have so many questions.
Why
now
you like, change my fucking mind.
You know what I like about you, Logan?
Nothing. I'm a douche.
No, I'll tell you what I like about
great.
You.
Great.
This is what I like about Logan Paul.
Oh, my fucking ego.
I don't know if it's because Logan's younger than me or what it is, but Logan, I think because Logan comes off kind of douchey, like on the internet, but when I'm around him, you, Logan, sometimes you get a little awkward or you make like awkward jokes.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel good. Like it makes me feel confident and it makes me feel like sexy. So the reason I like to be around you because I like how I feel. Because suddenly I feel like like not in control. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Interesting.
But I like, cause it's like, you're showing me your awkward side and you're getting uncomfortable or giddy. Mm-hmm. And I find it like so endearing and hilarious. And it makes me feel like, yeah, that's right. I can make Logan feel uncomfortable.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I feel like it makes me feel more confident. And then my confidence is just like up high.
Oh.
Plus today you gave me so many compliments. I like that too.
You came in looking good.
That's right.
So, I like that. What is that? A dress? Is that what I would call that?
No, it's a shirt. I'm kidding. Imagine just wearing a shirt. Know. It's a dress. Yeah.
It's only a shirt.
It's a dress. Thanks.
But you look great. You're very easy to compliment.
Stop. Okay. Okay. Moving on. Yeah. So you make me feel good about myself.
No. Got you.
Well, just you being awkward.
That's it. I do that a lot.
Yeah. I like that. Hold on, because I have so many questions. Oh, big question for a lot of girls out there. Not particularly with you, but why do guys watch your Instagram story, but then don't call you or text you?
I do that.
Please elaborate. I told girls that it actually doesn't mean anything. If a guy watches your story, but he's not calling or texting, it just means he doesn't have the energy to actually want to hit you up. He may be curious about what you're up to, or he's just bored on the toilet, but it doesn't actually mean anything. Doesn't mean anything if you watch a girl's story, but you're not hitting her up.
Doesn't mean a goddamn thing. I can't tell you how mindless I am when I'm watching Instagram stories.
So you don't actually like that girl?
No, I do. I'm interested in what she's doing. And sometimes I'm curious what, I don't know, she's wearing that day, or I don't know.
But not enough to want to call her?
I don't really have the desire to call any girl. I might be a bad test subject for this question.
Because you don't want to call any girl?
My output is next to zero. It's 5 to 10%.
Of?
Like, I am so lazy when it comes to hanging out with girls. Because I'm distracted. Like, you see, we're done with this podcast. Guess what I'm doing? I'm brainstorming for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Like I have, where am I, you know what I'm saying?
How do you have time then to fuck all these girls you're fucking?
First off, that's an assumption.
Two.
I need you to acknowledge that.
Two girls?
What?
I did research about you before you came on my podcast. I stalked you a little.
And you found out what?
You're most likely sleeping with two girls, two different girls right now. I can't say that? Okay, cool.
No, you can't. I don't know. Like, again, that's an assumption. Mm-hmm. Might not be any.
When was the last time you had sex?
A few days ago.
Oh.
Well, I just got the dogs. That's why it's not like last night. I've been really taking care of these dogs. And to be honest, I am so distracted. When work picks up, my libido goes down to the ground. When I'm bored and I have fun, I can hang out with guys. I love female energy. Like, I love it. What was your question? Something about sex with all these girls.
Okay, forget that part. Okay, wait. What do you do when you're not interested in someone? Do you, as a guy, or as you are, do you let them know, like, hey, listen, I'm just not interested? Or do you just ghost them? Like, what's your...
I have a problem here. Because I rarely say I'm not interested. And I also don't ghost them. I think it's rude. I don't ghost
people. Oh, so you stay polite and you keep conversations with them even if you're not interested?
Yes.
Oh my God. So then in the end, the girl can't tell if you like her or not.
Yep.
Because she's confused.
Yeah.
Do you do that because you still like their attention? You don't want them to go anywhere? Or you just genuinely don't want to be rude by ghosting them? Why wouldn't you? Or do you not like confrontation?
I don't want to be. You know what? If a girl's crazy, like annoying, and she's just pushing it too far, I will ghost her. Like I've done that.
But you will never actually be like, hey, listen, I'm just not interested in you.
No, sometimes. These are like general, like take them with a grain of salt. But like generally, no, I like to just be nice and like just show like text them back more as like a friend. Yeah. Like never any. By the way, I don't really like sext. Scares me. I don't want myself to get hacked and then people seeing like Romeo Lacoste shit where he's like, drink a shot of my cum. Like
nice.
Like you like, yeah, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Like I've never sent a text like that. But
so you don't send nudes?
Hell no.
So you don't take nudes?
Hell no.
Do girls send you nudes?
Yeah.
What do you say?
I encourage them not to.
So when they send you nudes, since you don't like to sex, are you like, good job, buddy? Like, what do you have?
Pretty much, yeah. No, God. I'm not even kidding. I'm like, wow, that's nice. Like, what do you fucking want from me?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the kind of person, like, I love sending nudes even to all my friends. Like, it's artsy nudes. So it's not, it's anything if ever leaked, I wouldn't care. It's like, you know, you can just, it's not like a full beaver shot or like full tits either.
It's artsy.
It's
nude.
Like this or like that.
Yeah. Which is dope.
Yeah.
But like I'm not getting turned on by a photograph. I'm just not.
A video sometimes.
And even a video, I'm just not, I don't know why. I think it's because I'm more turned off that a girl can be that stupid and risking her future. Like I'm empathetic for them.
I have no future. I'm gonna die.
I disagree. Like if one of your nudes came out, like
no, but
I don't know. Does that alter the course of your career? I don't know. Like
daddy
like
issues, so no.
Like some of these girls, maybe not yours, but some of these like especially like YouTubers in general. Like I've got nudes and I'm literally like, what the why? Are you
no, but I've
like,
never. Shown,
why do you
like,
why do you trust me
anything.
With that? By the way, you chose the right guy because it'll never make it out. But also like, how many dudes are they like? Dating and they send a nude to like
definitely more than one.
Like y'all,
you gonna show me a nude?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Thank you so much. Why would you? Is that? Oh, that looks just like. But it's not right.
No, it is.
Those are great tits.
They're phenomenal. And by the way, great job. And by the way, I don't save the pictures. They're in my text message thread. You go to the media.
Got it.
Like, it's not like I just have favorited. Like, should I delete the thread?
But I think it's like, for me, if I have sent something like sexy, but that's like, that's more than what I would send.
But I had the talk with her. I'm like, yo, by the way, you chose the right dude. I have no incentive, no matter what happens.
It's to feel sexy.
Yeah. But also like, I don't know. It's risky.
So you don't care for nudes. Now I know in the future of our relationship, you don't want to get nudes from me. Now I know.
Just for your sake.
Well, I think it has to do with like feeling sexy. Like I feel like sometimes when I was talking to that.
Baby, you are sexy.
That's right. I know. But it's like, hey, in case you forgot what I look like, here's my butthole. I'm kidding, not my butthole, but like, here's a cute, like sexy photo. And I think that's what this girl was doing too. It was kind of like, To feel sexy, for you to tell me I look sexy. It's
I
not,
also don't
yeah.
think I've been in a position where like, I don't know, never mind.
In a position of what?
I don't know, maybe I just haven't like been in love the right way.
I don't think liking nudes of people has to do with love.
It might.
Okay, so let's like kind of wrap it up then.
Oh, great.
Hold on.
I'll be here, probably.
Oh, how do guys feel about dating someone their friend fucked?
Why would anyone do that?
What do you mean?
I could never do that, ever. What the fuck? No.
So if one of your friends fucked a girl, you would never go out with her? Even if it was years ago?
Absolutely not, no.
Would you have sex with her too?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
No, like, hey, good for... I know dudes who can do that, but also, no, nope. Nah.
So because I hooked up with one of your friends, that would bother you?
Yes.
Oh my god, we didn't even have sex.
Then you're fucking still clear. I don't know what you want from me, dude. I got a new dog.
Anyway, okay, this is important also for girls. Does it really matter if you go out with a girl? Does it matter if you guys have sex on the first date or on the fifth date? Like, would you like her less, or if she put out the first night, or does it not matter for you?
I'm gonna answer this. I want you to really take it with a grain of salt. I'm like a fucking unicorn. I don't know if this is how dudes operate. This is how I operate.
Uh-huh.
If we hook up the first night, you have secured a special place in my heart. Like, I will respond to your texts. I will treat you like a girl I'm dating. You can hang around the house. We can hang out. We'll go on a date maybe occasionally. Like, I don't know why. Like, it's weird. I have like respect for that. Like, I'm weird like this. Most guys probably fuck one night, when I stay, never talk to her again. Right. Like, I'm like, no, you're like, you're in the crew now. You're part of the circle.
Uh huh.
Mind you will never be my girlfriend ever.
Because I had sex with you the first night.
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We could be a thing for who knows how long. I have a couple like girls who I've been friends or like, you know, friends with for like literally 2.5-3 years. And the hookup was sort of.
So guys
quick.
Really do care about that.
Yeah, I do. I do. Every girl who's been my girlfriend has made me wait. Month.
Really?
Yeah.
Even Jessica?
Yeah. That was before all that. I was the right at the beginning of the, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, okay. Last question is, what are your thoughts about going through your partner's phone when you're dating someone? I feel like going through someone's phone, like your loved one, is a no-no. Like, I don't agree with that. I feel like it's an invasion of privacy, and I think that's too far. Like, if you're the point where you have to go through someone's phone, that means you there's already something bad in the relationship. But where, what do you think there's ever an okay time to go through your partner's phone?
It's tricky. My initial reaction is no. But then I checked myself and I'm like, no, I've had my friends do that. And that's why the relationship with her ended, because we caught her on some fucking cheating shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like, who knows? Yeah. I don't know.
But as you get older, you feel like if you're more in a secure relationship, you wouldn't feel the need to go through your partner's phone?
Right now, I feel absolutely zero need. Like, any girl who is my girlfriend, like, yo, that's my, if I'm going out with you and you are my girlfriend, like, I'm prepared to die for you type shit.
Aww.
So there is no hesitancy, no loyalty concerns or any of that.
What if your partner was going through your phone? Would you be upset if you found your girlfriend that you were like, everything's fine, something she you found her going through your phone? You wouldn't care?
Nah, I got encouraged to that shit. Like, I legit have nothing to, I am so open. How open I am online, which is like the reason I get in trouble, because I'm so open.
Yeah.
That's me in real life. I'm incredibly just candid. But like, also like, here's my passcode. Your phone is getting searched.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to do it with my ex-boyfriend because he was cheating on me, but I never did it with anyone else I've ever dated. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, I mean.
But also haven't had any sex since like December. So what do I really know about relationships?
What do you know about anything at this point?
I know a lot about porn. Am I right?
Hey, I'll hook you up after if you want.
Oh, with dick?
Yeah.
I'm good. Thank you.
That's what I'm saying. No, not mine.
With any dick, I'm fine.
We got like four dudes in the house.
I'm okay. Thank you. Right. I can't have sex with someone unless I feel connected to them in some way.
Sure you can.
Me personally.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure you could.
I don't want to.
Gotcha.
I need to feel, because I'm just like the way I'm in bed. I need like, you know, I'm intuitive. So I want to feel everything that person's feeling. No, take them on a ride. And if I don't feel anything for them, I just can't fuck them.
Yeah. You're a pussy.
I have one. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. That's super noble. Good for you.
Thanks. I'm proud of you. Cool. Well, honestly, I'm just like a good girl and I don't want to just sleep with any person that looks at me.
Then why are you going to have sex with a 19-year-old Viner lady?
That was back then. I was trying to get over my boyfriend just cheating on me and I was looking to have some fun. I wanted to test out the waters. But honestly, maybe it's good we didn't have sex, because then you went out with Jessica right after. That would have hurt my feelings anyway.
Mm.
So now look at us. We're friends. And then who knows? Maybe one day my finger will be up your butthole. You just never know. Okay. I think we're done here.
I think we're done here. Can I walk for my own set? I'm done with this fucking podcast.
No, don't do that.
You know what? And fuck you.
Okay, so as Logan's leaving, I just want to say, Logan, thank you so much for being on my podcast. You guys can check out his podcast. It's called Impulsive. It's on every... Well, Logan literally left, so I don't know what day is Impulsive on.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Holy shit, it's three times? Logan also always does the most. Like, it's unnecessary, and it puts everyone else in an annoyance with him, because then everyone else has to do extra, whatever. So you can find Impulsive on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's crazy. And you can find him on social as Logan Paul. So, Logan, thank you so much for being on my podcast. He's not even here anymore. And tune in next week on Too Tired to Be Crazy every Thursday. Love you guys. Bye.